Project Grand Rapids is a project that is proposing a new facility in the city, renovating the IRA Civic Center to have new things like daycare, boys and girls club, inside playgrounds, lots more going on with this. And we're going to start this conversation today. We've got the Grand Rapids City Administrator, Tom Pagel, along with Superintendent from Deer River Schools, Matt Gross. Thanks for coming in today, you guys. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
I think we should start first with the swing, Tom.
Sure.
Because I got to see some of the photos and videos of that, and that's a huge, it's a big deal for this to happen in our town.
Yeah, you know, it's not part of Project Grand Rapids, but located at Crystal Lake Park on Pacagama Avenue North and 9th Street North, a park that's been adopted by the Grand Rapids Rotary. And this project really was a partnership between Mobility Mania, the Rotary, and the City of Grand Rapids. Really, really exciting. I'd say really emotional to see the faces and the people. It was
pretty cool.
So yeah. It means people in wheelchairs all ages can swing.
Can swing, absolutely. Yeah. We had them from probably 3 years old to 70 years old swinging that opening night. And what an experience, you know. In city government, you don't. There aren't a lot of emotional highs at times.
Yeah.
Well, I think you got a project here that could lead to a lot of emotional highs. And I'm glad Matt Gross can join us because Matt has a lot of experience and understands the importance of early childhood education and great things for young people. And the IRA Civic Center right now is two big sheets of ice that also accommodates a lot of hockey in the winter, of course, but it also hosts other community events. But you have a bigger vision for it to really fill a need that we've noticed even from people working here who have young children. And they work full time. Both parents work. They need a quality place for their kids to be at times. Tell us about what you have in mind.
Yeah.
Tom, that's Tom.
Yep. So a couple of years ago, we recognized we needed to make improvements to the Civic Center. And our council really is, they're big thinkers. And they directed staff to investigate and look what are the other needs in the community, and if we're going to make improvements to the Civic Center, can we address some of those needs? And obviously the lack of daycare came up as a big one. There was a study completed in 2016 that showed a child care gap of over 500 slots. And when you talk to young families moving back to Grand Rapids, you know, right now we've got at least 140 full-time job openings. The biggest challenge to getting those young families back here is the lack of childcare. And obviously it's a statewide issue, it's probably a nation issue, but so that became a big piece of this Project Grand Rapids. And so we got the experts involved. We brought IASC in, Matt Gross, Jen Reindl. They really truly are the experts, and I want to make it clear the city doesn't want to be in the operations of daycare, but if we can play a role by providing space for those experts to come in, that's really what we're trying to do here with Project Grand Rapids.
Well, Matt, as a superintendent at Deer River, I've seen firsthand the excellent early childhood programs you have in the schools there. What makes for a good early childhood experience?
You know, it always starts with staff, in my opinion, that you have people that understand early childhood development. They've been trained, have degrees, and you're providing a lot of quality. You're providing intensity, so you're providing a full spectrum of services that meet the academic, social, emotional, physical needs of kids.
From what age?
From as young as they'll bring them. You know,
really?
we have some infants and toddlers all the way through 5-year-olds that are just about to head to kindergarten. And in our area, like in most areas, that infant and toddler need is the biggest.
Now, you operate, though, in a school setting where you have, you know, trained professionals like you just mentioned, highly qualified people. And Tom and Matt, both please answer as best you can. Would something like that work in a more public setting like this, like you have in mind for Project Grand Rapids at the IRA Civic Center? Can you expect to acquire that kind of professional help for kids?
Absolutely. You know, what we did is we brought all these different project partners in through a master planning effort. We had hired an architect who helped us with the master planning, developed at least conceptual building layouts and facilities for this early childhood. It has its own entrance, its own exits. So it's, although it's connected, it's not physically open to the Civic Center. But the beauty of it is, although it is connected, it does then provide access to those children to use the indoor playground, have programming through an arts education center that would be located in there. So there's collaborative opportunities there, but it's not physically open to the public.
Well, if the city wouldn't run it, who would?
I ask, actually. Matt.
All right.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Invest Early, which has been a great program in our community for well over 10 years now, has a mission focused on meeting the needs of a certain population of kids and families. And as this need has really emerged and data continues to prove that there's a greater need, from the study that Tom cited, also our own internal knowledge with waiting lists that we're aware of, places that are full, the need for early care and education in our communities is greater than any one organization can provide. It's greater than our friends and family providers can meet. This is really going to take a community effort to meet the kind of need that we're talking about. And so Invest Early leadership has had a number of conversations about revising the mission of Invest Early to really take a look at this gap that we have, and if there's a role for Invest Early to help the community meet its need, whether that's connecting parents to services or providing training to providers and our own internal staff, or if it's about expanding programming that we offer. So the city approached Invest Early, which is a program of the Itasca Area Schools Collaborative, about getting involved in the project. And I think at the beginning it was about consultation around, you know, what does space look like, and, you know, what does programming look like. And as those conversations are developing, I think it's likely that Invest Early is going to play a little bit more of an intensive role in providing programming in that space. That, you know, there is a different business model that we're developing here, and but there's no question that the need is there. There's no question that having those places available and slots available, again, especially in that infant and toddler space where parents can feel comfortable that their child is being well cared for, that those kids' needs are being met in a developmentally appropriate way, and the employers are able to attract and retain people because there's a place for their child.
What's the timeline for this?
Coming up in November.
That's Tom Pagel.
Yeah.
Itasca, our Grand Rapids City Administrator.
Yeah. So obviously with any project, funding is the biggest piece of the puzzle initially. And so this November, there will be a referendum question to the residents of the city of Grand Rapids on whether or not they would support a local sales tax to help pay for this. You know, and when we look at this facility, it really is a regional facility that serves the greater Itasca County area and beyond. And many, many communities are using local sales tax to help fund those. So that would be the first step, is to pass a referendum in November. And then the second step would be to bring that referendum, successful referendum, down to the state legislators and get approval at the state level this next spring. Assuming that we ended up getting approval through both of those steps, we would start design immediately. Construction would begin spring of 2020, and the facility should be complete around September, October of 2021. So about an 18-month build-out.
Tom Pagel. We're talking about Project Grand Rapids. So people can will have the opportunity to vote for this come November 6th, or actually absentee voting begins today. They can do that as well. And they can find all this information that's it's really laid out well at cityofgrandrapidsmn.com. So what do you see as like a big picture thing? You're the city administrator. What could this mean for this for the future? What say everything falls in line 10 years from now, what do you see?
You know, there are a lot of positive trends going on in the community right now. When you look at Grand Rapids, Cohasset, and the area, you know, our population growth rate is the highest in Northeast Minnesota at a little over 5%. Our sales are growing, our taxable sales are growing, our school enrollment's growing, lots of young families coming in, and I'm really seeing Project Grand Rapids as this catalyst to differentiate us from other communities and attract young families to come to Grand Rapids and to grow Grand Rapids and really make it a healthy, healthy community and continue that positive growth. It's really exciting. 10 years from now, I see us reflecting back and thinking, you know, that really played a big role in keeping our community healthy and not dying. I view it no different than the expansion of the YMCA, the expansion of the Rife Center, elementary, good elementary schools, good things that people want.
Mm-hmm. You know, this will be a the referendum will lead to enabling Grand Rapids to have a sales tax for this project. Does that mean, but still it sounds to me like parents who aren't in the Grand Rapids School District. I know Matt Gross's and I ask is a lot of it's school-based, Deer River and Nashwauk and Greenway and Itasca Community College has a connection too. Does that mean children of families only in Grand Rapids would use the service?
Absolutely not. You know, when you look at the entire facility, as I mentioned, it's a regional facility. You know, one piece of that project is converting Legion Baseball Field into a multi-use field. And when you think about last spring and, you know, you look at the Greenway High School Athletics, Grand Rapids, Deer Rivers, we had snow so late into the spring. I know the Grand Rapids teams were going down to Proctor to use their fields. Well, if we have that multi-use field, artificial turf, we're able to plow it. Those Greenway sports in the spring can come over and utilize it. The Deer River sports can come over and utilize it. Hill City can come up and utilize it. Big Fork can come down and utilize it. So, you know, just like the daycare, it's not limited to just residents of Grand Rapids. A lot of our employees live outside of the city limits of Grand Rapids.
Sure, it's when you spend a buck in Grand Rapids, that buck could come from the Twin Cities in the summer
absolutely
to help pay for this too.
You know, the University of Minnesota did a study for us and they said, you know, well over half of the local sales tax would be generated by non-residents with many, many outside of the area. So it would be beneficial. And I think just one more point is these days, it doesn't matter where you go to shop, you're paying a local sales tax. If you go to Hibbing, if you go to Duluth, Hermantown, Cloquet, Brainerd, Baxter, you're paying a local sales tax and you're helping those communities with projects similar. So why wouldn't we want
and that money would be spent on that project too, I think.
Correct. So, and only that project.
And only that's good point.
So, Tom, will there still be hockey there?
There'll still be hockey
there.
Okay,
yeah, because that could be a problem.
Hey, we're actually it's a feeder program for the hockey.
Yeah, we joke about that Dale Anderson will be able to keep an eye on those infants and
pull them in. Oh, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, well, this is just the beginning of the conversation on Project Grand Rapids. We'd also love to hear from other communities because, as Tom said, you know, this is what is facing rural Minnesota, and people are starting to talk about it, and that it's much more than an issue for parents who don't have daycare for their kids. It affects our community. So let us know what you're cooking up in your community. Send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. And again, find information on Project Grand Rapids at cityofgrandrapidsmn.com.
And we've been talking to Tom Pagle, City Administrator for Grand Rapids, and Deer River Schools Superintendent Matt Gross. Again, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up, we talk about the Park Rapids Art Leap.